Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and welcome to the Crown Talk with Burgundy pageant radio talk show. Crown Talk places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Since our show is in great demand, you can catch the CTWB show every Monday and the CTWB Kiddo Show every other Tuesday. Well, the beauty tip of the day is being grateful makes you beautiful by Unknown. Crown Talk fans, I am pleased to announce that Liz Everett Glam will discuss hair and makeup tips and everything about hair and makeup. To learn more about Liz, please visit www.LizEverettGlam, and that is EZERETTGLAM.com. Good evening, Liz.
Good evening. I'm so excited to be with you tonight. Hi, everybody. How are you?
I am so excited that you are on here and we get to chat. So before we get into anything about hair and makeup, please tell our audience a little more about yourself.
Well, I'm super excited to be with you guys tonight. I am the biggest pageantry fan ever. I love pageants. That's one of the reasons why I continue to be in and around the pageant industry. As a glamour lifestyle expert, beauty expert, it's one of the best things about my job is seeing women go from, you know, walking in the room to being that regular girl to getting on stage and the opportunity to see everybody shine. I love that opportunity. So I always say that my job is to kind of dig out the Proverbs 31 woman in each and every one of my clients, because every woman has the potential to shine, and I love that about what I do. As a hair and makeup artist, I travel the country. I have clients all over the world, actually, Canada, the UK, Bahamas, and the United States, all over Hawaii, and my job has been to really transform women into feeling and looking their best. In 2014, I was the number one artist in the industry for the Pageant Planet and Prestige Pageantry Awards. Those are the, at the time, were the only two awards that, you know, were around in our industry. And then last year, I was really blessed to be top 10 in the Pageant Planet and to also be top 5 with American Model and Pageant Magazine Artist of the Year Awards. So, I've just been so honored to kind of be around for so long, you know, and to really be able to see so many of my clients win huge, major titles and to really be a part of that journey for them, because it's such an incredible part of the journey is seeing them shine and just being a part of really putting that sparkle on the diamond.
Mm-hmm. And now I can see why you're a national award-winning glam hair and makeup artist. You have so many accolades. And you really do exemplify excellence in all the realms of the pageant industry, modeling, just everywhere, because you are wonderful at doing your craft. You definitely practice your craft. You love your job. You get to do it every day. And I think that's just amazing.
Thank you. Well, I love it. I love it because I think it's so important for women to have that confidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to start off actually with a few of our callers. So we're going to start with one of our callers right now. Hello? Hi, is anyone there?
Hi, Burgundy. Hi, Miss Liz. It's your Miss Intern, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi,
Jennifer.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I didn't get to see you yesterday, Miss Liz.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I just love you to pieces.
Oh, thank you.
Well, do you have a question or anything you have to ask?
Yes, I do. Miss Liz, for those of us who are older and sometimes with pageant rules stating that we can't either have our parents to assist us or our hair and makeup artists, what areas would you say we need to focus on, especially if we're doing it by ourselves?
First of all, I would say practice it ahead of time. I know that we do our hair and makeup, you know, every day, right? Because as girls, we like to look cute, right? But practice the look that you're going to do at least 3 to 5 times before you do it. And make sure that you have all of your hair and makeup items that you're going to be using gathered ahead of time. Don't be like last minute packing it because you'll forget something, you know. And one of the most important things that you can do is be prepared before you start doing your own hair and makeup. And I would also suggest taking hair and makeup lessons. I think that now we're in the time of social media. And so everybody wants to look, you know, super on fleek, celebrity, fabulous, any old ways, you know. So I think that even if you do use a hair and makeup artist or you're not using a hair and makeup artist, I think that you should take hair and makeup lessons so that you really feel comfortable and confident in your hands as you get ready to compete, and so that you can really kind of dive down that feeling of that added adrenaline so that you can go into it being like, you know what, I know what I'm doing, I feel good about it, I'm prepared, I have all of my products, and I'm ready to shine on stage.
I definitely agree with all that. I just know that with some of my last pageants coming up that I definitely want to be prepared to somewhat try to do it by myself in certain cases.
Yes, for sure. For sure. And it'll make you feel better if you feel like, you know, I know what makes me look good on stage. I know what makes me look good on camera. And let's say you use a new makeup artist and maybe they don't kind of pop your face the way you like it or whatever. If you have that knowledge as well, you can kind of correct anything that you need to correct as well.
Definitely right. I agree with that, definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling in.
You're welcome.
And you have a great night.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was wonderful that we have Jennifer actually come on the show. We have a lot more callers and a lot more emails that are coming in. So the next email is from Denver, Colorado. They said, hello, Ms. Everett. Wow, you are my inspiration. How did you make hair and makeup your job?
Trial and error. I just knew that I wanted to do something that I really loved. And I started out with a modeling studio, and I did hair and makeup, designed everything, all that kind of stuff all in one. And I said, you know, I really just need to focus on one thing that I really like doing. And the thing that I really liked doing in the pageant world was hair and makeup. And I loved just the transition and the transformation that I see my clients go through. And, you know, what started as a, hey, you know, I'll do this until I figure out what I want to do has now become my greatest passion, is seeing the transformation. So the thing that I had to do was decide that I didn't want to quit. You know, at the time that I started doing pageant hair and makeup, pageant hair and makeup artists were a thing, but it wasn't a big thing like it is now. You know what I mean? So I had to decide that I was going to create a brand, that I was going to elevate, that I was going to have fun with it. And I say that no matter what your passion is, if you want to do it bad enough, you won't quit on it. So you just have to decide whatever that thing is that you want to do, that you're going to do it, you're going to make it something fun, and you're going to have, like, just an innovative idea about it, and that you're going to look around and see what other people are doing, but you're really going to innovate your own lane within that industry.
Yes, and it's all about having fun and loving what you're doing. So, for example,
you absolutely
love doing hair and makeup. You love going to meet each one of your girls and just being able to actually see you in action. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, she is wonderful. She makes sure that she has a personal connection with each one of her clients, whether it is 50-plus girls that she has to do during that day to one girl. She makes sure that she has a connection with each one of them and that they look their best and that they feel comfortable looking beautiful.
Yes, I do. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for, you know, having me on. Thank you so much for your positive vibe within the pageant community, because I think that positive pageantry is such a huge need and necessity, because this is such a great industry for young women to grow and to have confidence. And I love that. And that is what I carry with each and every one of my clients, is really trying to make sure that everybody has a touch. You know what I mean? Has a feeling when they leave my station, like, I want you to feel like you're just full of glitter and you just can't stop.
Oh, my goodness. Well, We are still live with the outstanding Liz Everett's Glam with Crown Talk listeners. So remember to call into the show at 917-889-8863 or keep sending in emails at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Well, we're going to take another caller right now. Hello.
Hey, it's Adri.
Hey, Adri, how are you? Tell everybody what your title is, girl.
I am your America's U.S. Junior Miss 2016.
Super awesome. Oh, my gosh. I love Adri. Adri,
congratulations.
Girl. Adri is actually one of my clients. We've won two national titles together.
Yep.
Oh, well, congratulations on both of your titles. And do you have a question or a comment to say about Liz?
I just wanted to say to everyone that's listening, if you don't know Liz, I wish every single person in the world could meet her because she just sparkles. She's like the greatest person ever, and she's just so goofy, and I love her.
Oh, my gosh, that is so, like, sweet coming from you because you're so awesome and amazing, too. Adrian and I actually, the last time we saw each other was at during Miss America weekend, and we worked their America's U.S. Miss National photo shoot together. So it was really fun because I love – one of the things I do that I like the most fun is working, like, with the girls for their national photo shoots and stuff, and it was just such a good time working together. And, you know, Adri was the person that kind of came in, like, she had all this stage presence, everything together, beautiful face, gorgeous hair. But, you know, it's kind of that, like, I have to tell her right before she goes on stage, Adri, get it together, girl. We're going to shine, you know. And I love that. So, oh, Adri, I love you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Of course. I miss you.
I miss you, too. I love you so much.
I love you, too.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations on both of your titles that you've captured.
Thank you very much.
You have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she is adorable. I see why you love her. I see why.
So much fun.
Well, our next question comes from Santa Fe, New Mexico. How long does it take you to apply makeup for a photo shoot?
Well, I think for a photo shoot, you kind of have to know what kind of photo shoot you're doing, right? So for like an actor photo shoot, you want a really natural look. So you're really looking at, like, you know, BB cream, a pretty good highlight of the brow, and very simple things, mascara and like a light gloss. So it's more about the grooming of the face because most agents don't want to see anything. You know what I mean? They want it to appear like you're that perfect all the time. So that's usually 30 to 45. Yeah. Very, very natural because, you know, acting agents really want to be able to know that you can transform. You know what I mean? So they want to see you kind of in your rawest form, which is very similar for modeling. But the range with modeling and modeling agents is a little bit different. So that's usually, let's say, 45 to an hour. For pageantry, I'd say 45 to an hour as well, just because pageantry is a little bit more on the Miss Universe glamorous side of life. You know what I mean? But for a photo shoot, you want to be bronze, but you want to stay a little bit more matte, you know? So I really would say anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, and take your time and make sure that you hire an artist that you've looked at their portfolio, or even ask, hey, do you have anybody else that I'm blonde and I have blue eyes? Do you have anybody in your portfolio that you've done for photo shoots that look like me? You know what I mean? And they should be able to send you some pictures over so that you can see if that person does women that look like you well.
And in addition to their question from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, they want to know, what products do you recommend for a photo shoot versus an on-stage type of makeup?
Well, I really love a lot of Tarte's. Tarte has some beautiful palettes for photo shoots and for on stage. So what you want to do is you want to get, like, for instance, like the Tartlet palette that has, you know, all the different mattes, and then you want to go to, like, the Lorac Unzipped palette that has, like, a little bit of shimmer to it, right? So for a photo shoot, you want to try to stay as all matte as possible. And then for on stage, you can add a little bit of shimmer, but you don't want an outright glitter. You know what I mean? Like that glitter look,
yeah.
Like it's dead, it's gone, bury
like,
it, honey.
Like Snapchat.
Hello, girl, get it a headstone. But the shimmer look is never going to leave. You know what I mean? That mm-hmm. beautiful, like bronzy, well-highlighted look is never going to die, and that's great for stage. Drag queens were doing it for centuries and millennia before, you know, it came back to life right now, you know. So that mm-hmm. part of being beautiful, being highlighted, is not ever going to die, but that glitter thing is, honey, she's put to bed.
Well, we have so many callers that are just calling in and so many emails coming in, so we're going to take our next caller that is coming in. Hello? Okay, well, we're going to come back to our callers, but we still have so many more emails to get to. But before we do that, I'd like to take a sponsorship break and give a quintessential thank you to Rising Athlete USA. Maximize and reach your potential. So we are so glad that you're on the show, and we have some more questions to ask you. So our next question comes from Syracuse, New York. What size of group or how many pageant clients do you accommodate at a state or a national pageant?
It honestly just depends on the schedule and whether or not I've been asked to come on, like, a private contract. Or whether or not I'm doing, like, a larger group. Sometimes a coach will have me come in just for their group. Sometimes, you know, somebody will have me come in just for them. The largest group that I've ever done is 52. The smallest group I've ever done is, you know, an army of one. But I think the most important thing for me is that no matter how many clients I have, every client feels special and that they've gotten attention and that they know that I want them to look their best. So I do have a team of artists mm-hmm. that works with me, but I have final approval. So they may start everybody and get them ready, and then everybody comes through me. Like, you have to come through me. I'm not one of those artists that, like, you pay and then you never see me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like the vanishing lead artist that wasn't ever there. I make sure that everybody comes through me. And honestly, I hand everybody a mirror. Do you love it? The question is never, do you mm-hmm. like it? Do you love it? Because when you go on stage, it is really important to me that in those heels, in front of those judges, in front of that audience, you feel like $1 million. Because when a woman feels mm-hmm. like that, there's something in her that is released, that is amazing, that is wonderful. And I feel like every woman, no matter her age, deserves the opportunity to shine like that.
And I think it's wonderful that you do that, that you give them a mirror and you ask them how do they feel, because you know, some makeup artists don't ask, okay, do you like this look? They're like, okay, this is the look you're going to go with. This is how you're going to go on stage. You have no say-so in it.
Yes.
You know, some makeup artists are like that. And I think that you give them a free range to have a freedom of speech on how they're looking, and they're not afraid to tell you, okay, well, I want this a little darker, or maybe I want,
yes.
like, maybe not this bronzer here, or I want a different shade, and you have no problem
yeah.
with fixing it and communicating.
Yeah.
So I think as being a makeup artist, the communication level is wonderful, and it's all there. And while we're talking about communication, there has been a comment that has been sent in from a big friend in Jersey. They said, I have used many hair and makeup artists, but in my opinion, Liz is truly the best. Not only do you look and feel your best, but Liz is one of most motivational and inspirational women I have had the privilege to meet. I will be booking a makeup lesson soon, and I encourage anyone listening to do as well. My question is, what is your favorite foundation for oily skin? I tend to get ultra shiny.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for saying that, because one of the – oh, my gosh, I'm, like, getting emotional. one of the greatest things
<Don't cry. laughs>
one of the greatest things in my career, though, is, like, the connection that I really feel God has allowed me to have with my clients. I knew that if I was going to mm-hmm. do this, that I wanted to have fun, that I didn't want to be stuck in the middle of a bunch of drama. You know what I mean? So I just don't tolerate any drama. It's about the fun and the fabulousness of it. And that's been my desire to be able to help women pull that out of them. So that's just such a huge compliment. And I love that so much. And thank you so much for that. And then the foundation. I think one of the greatest things that you could do for foundation is a great primer. You cannot beat a great primer. So one of the primers, because I've had not only the oily skin problem, but I've also had the problem of, like, larger pores, too, for myself. Mm-hmm. So two things that I really love are Maybelline's. Maybelline has a baby skin primer, and it's in a little blue bottle. It's about $6.99. Another product that I love is Bare Minerals Prime Time. And then another, like, kind of beauty hack that you can do for oily skin is you can take the Nivea Men's aftershave in the cooling. Please make sure that it says cooling on the bottle. And you take, like, less than a dime size, and you mix it with just a little bit of cocoa butter, and you can use that for your primer as well. And those three things will really help you. They're all very cost-effective. I think that Prime Time is about $29 at Ulta, the Bare Minerals product. That's what I've been using, like, every single day, and that has been just a godsend. So I don't think it's necessarily about the foundation. It's the primer first, and then it's the foundation, mm-hmm. and you got to make sure that you really invest in something that's going to be, I guess, kind of a long-term ride for you. So if you want to do every day, I'm loving Bare Minerals Bare Skin. It's great. It's super light, and you can also build it. Like, you can combine it with another formula if you want it a little bit thicker. The Body Shop, it's usually the Body Shop UK, but they have, like, a Virgin Minerals foundations that are incredible. If you want a thicker, like, a stage and photo shoot coverage with oil skin, I would recommend Makeup Forever's HD formula. And I would also recommend Your Best Friend Cosmetics. Their foundations are incredible. They have a light diffusing foundation. I work with them a lot as far as beauty brands. And their products are basically made to be in front of the camera. Smashbox as well.
Wow, that was definitely a lot of information. I hope that our listeners were definitely listening, because I know there were some of those products that I have never even heard of. And while we're on that subject, what are some products that maybe aren't the norm that everybody actually hears or knows that they even have a makeup line?
I think that some of the products that are unheard of that people kind of should get into are, like, everybody, remember when Ben Nye banana powder was the big thing? Well, Ben Nye has an entire product line that a lot of people haven't really researched, like, that he has, like, insane pressed powders, cheek colors that last all day long. So I think that, like, that is one makeup line that everybody needs to get into. It's more of a theatrical line, so you will have to, like, order it online. You can go to CameraReadyCosmetics.com, and they'll have a lot of lines that you maybe haven't seen before. But also, brands like, for instance, I know a lot of you go to Target and you see Shea Moisture. And Shea Moisture also has a makeup line. I'm not sure why they haven't been promoting it more, or maybe it just hasn't caught on yet. And, too, like, you know, you and I talked before, the idea of the word moisture in a cosmetics line kind of leads you to go, ew, who wants to have, you know what I mean? Like, ew.
Yeah, it's like lotion.
Yeah, it makes you think lotion. And I guess they probably just need to change the name of the line, you know what I mean, to, like, be under something else. But their lipstick colors are, yeah, something catchy and, like, cute, like Shea Cosmetics. You know what I mean? Like, something like that.
Yeah.
And just leave the word moisture out, because that word is not what you want with makeup. But, you know, they have the most incredible lipsticks, colors, and they're really fun. But, too, you know, like, Milani Cosmetics was really popular. They had a really popular foundation out, but they're another, like, drugstore brand that's absolutely in style, always fun, and they always have really great cheek colors, too.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to check that out, check all of those products out, and have all of our fans definitely check those out as well. And remember, we will be playing this over and over again.
I'll send you a top 10, like a top 10 product lines to check out that you can post on, like, the Facebook fan page, too.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. And then, everybody, I want you to go on there and comment underneath which one's your favorite once you try it. So that's what we'll do. We'll have her send the information to us. Well, I have two more questions to ask you before we go. And I hate that we're going to leave because you're giving us so much information that is very valuable and interesting to us since we are in the pageant industry. With your passion being in the hair and makeup industry, what tips can you give our audience about what hair products you like using in your clients? And do they have to come already prepared with their hair done? Or what's the process with all that?
The process for me is me and my team usually do everything ourselves. I do have some clients that, you know, they prefer to roll themselves or whatever, and that's fine with me if they do. But for the most part, we usually pin curl or hot roll. We rarely ever hot roll, but we usually pin curl ourselves just because I like to make sure that there's enough heat and that it's done the right way. And also I want the pressure to be off of the client. You know what I mean? I feel like if you pay for hair and makeup services, then I'm trying to give you the best I can for the money that you spend with me. As far as hair products, for stage hair and camera hair, I am crazy about Qi Maximized Volume. It's in a purple bottle. It usually sells out a lot of times, so you sometimes have to go to like TJ Maxx and like Ross to like find it. And when you find it, buy every single bottle that you find. And that is the hairspray that my clients are like, oh my gosh, what does that smell? I love it. It's so amazing. And they also have Farouk Systems has like a shine spray. I really love that shine spray that they have. But I also use Cantu, C-A-N-T-U. It's an orange bottle. You can get it at Walmart. I love that as well for like a shine. And Qi also has a hairspray called Deep Brilliant Satin that mimics that same shine but also gives you the finish with your hairspray as well.
Okay, well, our last question that I have for you. You have been featured with the Pageant Planet, Crown Pageantry Magazine, HSN, and the list goes on. Everybody, you're going to have to go to her website and see what all she's been featured on. And she even had an award from us, a leadership award from us. What is your next adventure in the hair and makeup marketplace?
Well, right now I'm getting ready for my promo shoot in December. I'm going to do a really fun shoot and invite a lot of my clients that have won like national pageants and state pageants to come in and shoot promo for my next year's promo and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm planning that. I have Miss American Co-Ed at the end of this month. And I actually think I want to do a cupcake party there, like a glam cupcake party with lots of glitter. And, you know,
that's going to be so fun.
Well, my biggest thing is, like, what's the next fun thing to do? You know, what's the next fun, fabulous thing that we could do? I'm the beauty editor for Hopeful Women magazine, so I'm currently even getting ready, like, some trend reports for 2017. And so I'm just doing a lot of really fun things so that we can kind of innovate our lane in the glam industry and in the glamour lifestyle industry and really just help my clients have more fun with it because I believe in pageantry and I believe that pageantry is about confidence and fun and feeling fabulous and really having an excuse to play in the box of glitter all day, every day.
Thank you so much, Liz, for participating on the show and sharing your knowledge about makeup and hair with our audience. And I really enjoyed chatting with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of your show, and I cannot wait to see even more success come your way.
Well, thank you, and you have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.